What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is the autumnal equinox.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. It's the first official day of fall.
Hey.
And it kind of feels like it. I mean, it's still warm today, but...
More rain in fall so far than most of summer,
That's
I think.
That's true. That's true. So although the autumnal equinox is observed all day on September 22nd, it's actually just a moment in time. And you missed it. If you didn't know about it, you missed it. So it's when the sun crosses the celestial equator, an imaginary line in the sky above Earth's equator.
So when the sun passes an imaginary line that's made up, that's that moment.
Yep, that's it. That's
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. So normally, Earth orbits tilted on its axis by 23.5 degrees, but at this precise instant, its rotational axis is neither tilting toward nor away from the sun, positioning the sun directly over the equator.
Wow.
Yeah. So this year that happened at 2:19 p.m., so about 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago.
So I actually, I actually set an alarm on my phone so we wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
And I think it was raining. I'm pretty sure it was raining here in Penfield.
Yeah, very fitting.
When that happened. So yeah, but we observed it. We looked out the window. We said,
this is the moment.
That's it. There it was.
And that was
that
it.
That was it.
Then we went back to watching the construction and demolition next
door.
Very
productive day at work we've had so far. So after this time, the sun will start rising later and setting earlier for those in the northern hemisphere. Because of the way Earth is tilted, equinoxes also increase the chances of seeing the northern lights.
Oh, good.
So that's exciting.
That's the reward.
That is
shorter
the reward.
Days, but
maybe you can see the northern
maybe.
Lights. Yeah. So at an equinox, the sun appears directly above Earth's equator. At the September equinox, the sun is moving from north to south as it crosses above the equator. It's bringing summer to the southern hemisphere and winter here to the northern hemisphere. On this day, days and nights are approximately equal in length for everyone across the globe. The word equinox comes from the Latin for equal night. So, but due to atmospheric refraction, daylight is longer than darkness. So really, it relies on location, but daytime can last between 12 hours and 6 minutes and 12 hours and 16 minutes. It's not exactly equal, but pretty close.
I probably would have noticed that and brought it to your attention.
Right, those 6 minutes or 6 or 16, depending. Yeah. Although the autumnal equinox is generally on September 22nd or 23rd, it does occasionally fall on September 21st or 24th.
No.
That's because
what?
I know the mind blowing, right?
Yeah.
The calendar defines a year as 365 days. Mm. Obviously, that's the length of time it takes for Earth to orbit the sun, but it actually takes Earth 365.25 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a little over.
Yeah, right.
And so leap years and other factors cause the dates to vary slightly. Now mark your calendars because in 2092 and 2096. The autumnal equinox will be on September 21st, and the last time it was on that date was in 1000 CE.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
wow,
that's going to be a big year if we're around then.
I'm going to do all I can to live that
2092.
Long.
See what you can do.
Okay.
After the autumnal equinox, days become shorter than nights as the sun continues to rise later and nightfall arrives earlier. This ends with the winter solstice, after which days start to grow longer once again. So solstices occur in December and June. The winter solstice happens when the sun is at its lowest point in the sky, and the summer solstice is when it's at its highest point in the sky.
So, I feel like I'm back in like ninth grade science.
Yeah, like Earth class, right? Earth science, right?
Yeah.
Earth class. Do you take Earth class? So there are several celebrations associated with the fall equinox.
Oh.
China and other Asian countries celebrate the Moon Festival, which is always held in mid-September around the time of the harvest moon. During the festival, lanterns of all sizes and shapes, symbolizing beacons that light the path toward prosperity and good fortune, are carried and displayed, and they eat a pastry called mooncakes also during the festival.
You don't say.
Yeah, like, I wonder if they're similar to moon pies that we have here.
How do we find out?
I don't know. Google, probably. A lot of people also gather to watch the sunrise at Stonehenge on the autumnal equinox.
Oh, do they?
It has been conjectured that the design of Stonehenge included a celestial observatory function, which might allow prediction of eclipse, solstice, and equinox, and other events important to the builder's belief system.
Yeah. Who are the builders?
I don't think they know.
No.
Right? Isn't that the whole thing?
But we know what was important to their...
We think maybe. Possibly.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But we don't know who they are.
Well, the autumnal equinox is one of only a few occasions when Stonehenge is the stones of Stonehenge are open to the public, allowing people to be within the roped off circle, not just observing it from a distance.
Right,
so you can
right.
actually like go into it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. You've been to Stonehenge, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
And how was it? Not exciting?
Spectacular. No, it was more exciting than Plymouth Rock.
I was going to say, you've been to, yeah.
Because the
better.
Rocks are bigger.
Right.
No, I would say that's more spectacular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So folklore says that on the day of an equinox, you can balance an egg on its ends, but at no other time besides on the equinox. Have you heard that?
Yeah. No. Yes. I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Well, some believe that the Earth's gravitational pull is somehow balanced or different during the equinox.
And is it, Sarah?
No. You can actually balance an egg on any day of the year. Just try it.
I bet I can't.
It relies on the physical properties of the egg and the surface it's placed on, not on any special gravitational forces.
And the steady hand of the surgeon doing the balancing.
That's right.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with the autumn equinox, did you, Sarah?
Yes. So we're going to play a song called Autumn Almanac by the Kinks.
We'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The Kinks on Legends 102.7. That song is called Autumn Almanac. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because today's the autumnal equinox.
Yeah.
It's the official start of fall.
Days and nights,
yeah.
Kind of equal in length, but you say they vary by as much as 6 minutes?
Yes.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The autumnal equinox happened at 2:19 this afternoon.
You have a better chance of seeing the northern lights around an equinox.
And in 2092, the autumn equinox will be on September 21st for the first time since 1000 CE.
So, I'm going to try.
I'm sure they'll make a big, whoever's a meteorologist at that point, if those still exist, will have a field day with that.
Oh, I'm sure.
That'll be the talk of the town.
I'm going to see if I can put that in my iPhone calendar. Just see if it'll let me do that.
Do it.
And, we'll see. We'll
sure.
see. I'll set an alarm to tell me 2 days before, so I'm ready. Folks want to learn more about autumn equinoxes. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Absolutely. Plus, you can catch this on Facebook every day. We do this live with video and all the photos and all that stuff. And you catch the archives up on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the channel. You'll see all the backlog of Wiki Corners right there. And you're back tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10?
Absolutely.
Yes, looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
We've got traffic, we've got weather, we've got music. So much on the way on Legends 102.7.